99% accurate. Call those cows open or bred for less than $8. Plus, lots of updates you need to hear. Crew, let's ranch it up. Good day, everyone, and thanks for riding with us on this all-new episode of the Ranch It Up Radio Show. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
A big thank you goes out to our partners, RanchChannel.com, Superior Livestock Productions and Superior Livestock Auctions, Wolf Cattle, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, Transova Genetics, Axiota Animal Health, bringing us Multimin and Lactopro, the American Gelvy Association, Imogene Ingredients, bringing us Pharmatan, Westway Feed Products, Medora Boot and Western Wear, LivestockMarket.com, EquineMarket.com, AuctionTime.com, the Tri-State Livestock News, RFD-TV, Wrangler, in this fine radio station. What is it worth to know if your cows are open or if they're bred? It's priceless. Obviously, it is priceless. But what about shoot side, or if there is that one that might just be in question? Well, for less than $8, you can have an answer within just a few minutes. Central States Testing came out with a rapid early pregnancy test that you can use shoot side, and for good reason. With the number of large animal veterinarians unfortunately decreasing every year, Central States Testing President Dustin Hessman came up with a quick, inexpensive, accurate way to assist and determine pregnancy in cows. Hey, Dustin, good to have you on the program. So, the rapid early pregnancy test from Central States Testing, it's shoot side, and it's a blood test, correct?
Yeah, so it is a blood test. You can get blood from tail vein, jugular, if you feel like fighting the head, wherever you feel like getting blood. And you just put 2 drops of blood into the test, 2 drops of diluent, and you'll know if she's pregnant or open in 5 to 20 minutes.
Oh, no kidding. So what is the degree of accuracy?
This test is 99.5% accurate.
Oh, my gosh. So, I mean, literally, we could be processing cows, and within a few minutes, we can know if she's open or bred.
Mm-hmm. 28 days post-breeding.
So, obviously, it's not like an ultrasound or you're arming cows where, like when we arm cows, you know, we can call them 30, 60 or 90 days or something. This is just to give you a real quick shoot side. Is she open? Is she bred? Does she go to the left or does she go to the right?
That is correct. Yep.
Where do you see the practical application of producers to use this shoot side?
You know, Tigger, what's been interesting is the people I talked to at trade shows varied much more than I thought. Originally thought, you know, the end user being. Initially, I thought producers running less than 75 head a year, you know, in more rural southeast southern part of the U.S. where there's just not as many large animal vets. But, you know, I've talked to ranches that have 3,000 mama cows that are interested. A lot of people who do reproduction AI are interested. I've even had some vets that go, you know, we palpate or we ultrasound, but there's still just a couple we aren't sure of. And so it'd be another verification step. You just draw blood, 2 drops in the test, and you'll have results.
Okay, that makes total sense right there. I literally thought of the scenario. We were all doing it where you say it happens where, you know, the vet comes out, arms the cow. Yeah, something doesn't maybe quite feel right, which I do like having the vet that does that and can palpate those cows. Or if you're ultrasounding and I don't know, something just isn't quite right. And inadvertently, it happens when you start processing a number of females, right? That there's going to be just a few question marks in there that you don't understand. Now I can see we're having something like this where, okay, let's just hold on. Let's make darn sure one way or the other of which way she's going to go. Because when you've got way up prices are what they are right now for these cows versus trying to restock them, I mean, there's a considerable difference.
Yeah, there is. And, you know, some of the local producers I've been talking to, you know, they'll have 100 mama cows and it's a $200 fee just to get the vet onto the operation. And then it's about $6, $6.50 per animal for palpating.
So this is not to replace a veterinarian. It's kind of that convenience, right? If I'm understanding that correctly.
Yeah, that is correct. You know, my father being a large animal veterinarian, he's busy. We're having less and less large animal veterinarians. So it's getting harder for the producer to schedule one to come out. And they might be in a time crunch and they need to figure out what is bred, what is open.
So Dustin, would you even recommend that a lot of those practicing veterinarians that are going out in the countryside, obviously that they've got some of these available that say they aren't ultrasounding per se, that they've got these available, that if there's that cow that we just are questioning, and as we said, prices being what they are, just to make darn sure one way or the other. I mean, that's kind of an obvious question, but I'd say this would be a great tool to have in their toolbox.
Oh, yeah, it would be a great tool. You know, whether you're palpating or ultrasounding, there's always going to be that one you're not quite sure of. And the great thing about our test is it has a 2-year shelf life. So if you have a kid of 25, they're going to last 2 years, and that'll give you plenty of opportunities to use them up.
I see this very, very practical applications for a lot of guys that maybe have some of those elite females in this different pen. Maybe you're dragging around some heifers for the summer, which those people that do that, you know what I'm talking about. It's always hard to get those open heifers bred. And when you're dragging them around, I can see practical applications for that. So let's just cut to the chase on this. What are we talking dollars? How do we get our hands on them?
We're going to have them in kits of 25 tests, or you can buy just an individual test. For a kit of 25, it's $7.50 a test. And unlike any other shoot-side preg test, ours includes the needle, syringe, and blood tube. So you don't have to get them anywhere else. Get blood wherever you want to. Tail vein, jugular. You put 2 drops of blood in the test, 2 drops of diluent. And at 28 days post-breeding, the accuracy is 99.5%.
Do you have these in stock as we speak, or are you just kind of filling the shelves with them right now?
You know, we're starting to get them in hand. There's a couple things we have to do before we get them shipped out, but we are expecting them to be available by mid-September, more than likely sooner. That segment of the industry where, you know, producers are having a hard time finding vets or getting vets to come out to their operation. And I think this would be a good tool for them to utilize.
Dustin Hessman with Central States Testing, thanks for coming on the program. You know, this is my favorite part of bringing y'all the Ranch It Up radio show each and every week. Practical, affordable tools and practices to make our operations more profitable. My favorite part. Now, here's how you order. Just head to cstbvd.com. That's cstbvd.com. We will have all of this information in the show notes at ranchitupshow.com just in case you missed it and you're driving and you can't write it down. But one more time, cstbvd.com. Get a pack of 25 for $7.50 a test. Now, we have lots and lots of news and updates to throw at y'all, so keep it parked in the Ranch It Up radio show. We'll be back after this.
We run a lot of high milk producing mama cows in our herd.
Mitch Kenobi of Norfolk dealt with scours in his herd.
So bad that we sent samples off to South Dakota State and Kansas State. Heard about Pharmatan. As a producer, I know it's our job to limit our inputs, but when it comes to Pharmatan, Dad and I don't blink an eye. It is a must for every calving season.
Adding Pharmatan to your livestock's nutrition this fall will rid your new herd of scours in the spring. Go to PharmatanUSA.com. Call Joe Knopp at 340-3323.
John Fox shares his experience with the demand for his Galvey-influenced cattle.
We've got a reputation. Whenever we sell our cattle, we've got some buyers that want to know when we're going to sell. That's another positive, you know, well, we're going in the right direction. Even in the times whenever there was so many cattle moving, you know, the cow numbers were higher, we still had that demand for our cattle. They have been performing, you know, outside of our realm. And so that's another feather in our hat, I guess you could say.
Learn more about how your crossbreeding counts at galvey.org. Attention cattle producers! Boost your herd's trace mineral status with Axiota Animal Health's Multi-Min 90. This injectable solution delivers essential trace minerals known to support cattle health and reproduction. Don't settle for less when it comes to your herd health. Trust Axiota Animal Health to keep your cattle in prime condition. Visit your local supplier or veterinarian to learn more about Multi-Min 90. Multi-Min 90, because healthy cattle mean a healthy bottom line.
Today's news segment is brought to us by Westway Feed Products. Maximize forage intake with liquid feed supplements from Westway Feed Products. Contact your local dealer or visit westwayfeed.com. Cargill Incorporated and Cargill Meat Solutions Corporation have agreed to settle claims in ongoing multi-district litigation accusing major beef packers of conspiring to fix beef prices. The settlement, which requires court approval under Federal Rule of Civil Procedure 23, will resolve all claims against Cargill once finalized. The lawsuit, MDL number 3031, alleges that since 2015, the four largest beef processors, Cargill, Tyson Foods, JBS USA, and National Beef, reduced cattle purchases and slaughter volumes to inflate beef prices and suppress payments to ranchers, violating the Sherman Act and the Packers and Stockyards Act. While settlement terms were not disclosed, the case continues against the other defendants. Both the DOJ and USDA have previously investigated similar allegations, citing industry concentration as a factor, with the top four packers controlling over 80% of the U.S. fed cattle slaughter. Imports of Brazilian beef, the U.S.'s second largest source of lean trim, have plummeted under new tariffs. A 10% U.S. tariff in April, followed by a 50% tariff in August, has effectively pushed Brazil out of the American beef market. With ground beef averaging $6 per pound and rising, packers are scrambling for alternatives. Increased imports from Australia, smaller South American suppliers, or more aggressive culling of U.S. cows. Mississippi State University agricultural economist Josh Maples said that we're already seeing cull cow prices at $1.80 per pound in some areas, and that's going to push producers to sell more cows rather than hold them. Higher lean trim prices are expected as supply tightens, with no clear replacement for Brazil. The shift comes as the U.S. beef industry cautiously watches for signs of herd rebuilding, though heifer retention remains limited. Producers now face a difficult choice: cash in on high cull cow prices today or gamble on uncertain long-term herd values. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins announced aggressive steps by the USDA to stop the spread of the New World screwworm, now just 370 miles south of the U.S.-Mexico border. Here are the key actions: $750 million sterile fly facility in Texas. USDA will build a new plant at the former Moore Air Base near Mission, Texas, producing 300 million sterile flies weekly. This adds to facilities in Panama and Chiapas, Mexico, and will create 300 jobs. $100 million for research and technology. Funding will support public and private innovation to fight the parasite. Border surveillance expansion. More tick riders will monitor wildlife and livestock along the Texas border. U.S.-Mexico coordination. Rollins is working with the Mexican Ag Secretary to strengthen monitoring, halt livestock movement in infected zones, and ensure accurate reporting. Rollins confirmed the ban on live cattle imports from Mexico will remain until the U.S. beef herd is fully protected despite supply chain impacts. Wyoming makes the news by joining 11 states in supporting a lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Agriculture over misleading product of USA labels on beef. The suit argues the USDA allows beef raised overseas but processed in the U.S. to carry the label, deceiving consumers and hurting American ranchers. Originally filed by South Dakota ranchers, the case was upheld in federal district court and is now before the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals. Ranchers insist the label should only apply to beef bred, born, and raised in the United States. Governor Mark Gordon announced Wyoming's support on August 14th, stating, "Hardworking Wyoming ranchers produce the highest quality beef, and consumers deserve accurate labeling." The USDA has since admitted the label conflicts with federal requirements and is seeking court action to stop misuse. States joining Wyoming include South Dakota, Colorado, Kansas, Idaho, Montana, Nebraska, New Mexico, North Dakota, Oklahoma, and Texas. Australia has developed the world's first biodegradable vaccine for foot and mouth disease, a breakthrough in protecting livestock from one of the most devastating animal diseases. While Australia has remained foot-and-mouth disease-free for over 150 years, the viral disease continues to threaten cattle, sheep, goats, and pigs worldwide, with outbreaks recently reported in Germany, Hungary, and Slovakia. The new vaccine, created in just 18 months through a $20 million partnership, has already shown strong results in German trials. Vaccinated cattle were protected against foot and mouth disease and did not shed the virus. Unlike traditional vaccines, the biodegradable technology does not use the live virus and leaves no trace in the animal after triggering immunity. Importantly, it can be stored long-term in standard refrigeration and even at room temperature for up to a month, critical for livestock use. The vaccine is now under review by the Australian Pesticides and Veterinary Medicines Authority. If approved, it will provide a vital biosecurity safeguard with the potential to save Australia up to $80 billion in the event of an outbreak. Researchers are also applying this technology to develop vaccines for lumpy skin disease and other emerging livestock threats. Now let's talk prices. Corbett Wall on last week's Thursday edition of Feeder Flash named Stockman's Livestock Market in Yankton, South Dakota, the Superior Steel Sale Stickout Sale of the Day, and for good reason. On Wednesday, August 13th, Stockman's delivered a massive run of 5,600 head during their Customer Appreciation Barbecue Sale, setting the tone for what can only be described as one of the most powerful and historic feeder cattle markets in recent memory. Stockman's Livestock Market was not the only barn with record-breaking success. Check this out. Payola Livestock Auction in Payola, Kansas, 17 head of 640 weight steers at $455 per hundredweight. That is $2,912 per head for 640 weight steers. And our last story, the 43rd annual Iowa Governor's Charity Steer Show raised $569,000 for the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Iowa, pushing total donations since 1983 to more than $6 million. Funds support the three Ronald McDonald houses in Des Moines, Iowa City, and Sioux City, which have served over 55,000 families from all 99 Iowa counties, all 50 states, and many countries worldwide. Hosted by the Office of the Governor of Iowa, the Iowa Cattlemen's Association, and the Iowa Beef Industry Council, the event highlights the strong commitment of Iowa's cattle producers to community and family support. This year marked a historic first as U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins participated as a celebrity showman, joining youth exhibitors, sponsors, and Governor Kim Reynolds in making the event a success. The 43rd Governor's Charity Steer Show, held August 9th at the Iowa State Fair, featured 25 sponsored steers and honored winners in four categories: Community Hero, Grand Champion Showman, People's Choice, and Judge's Grand Champion. It's break time here on the Ranch It Up Radio Show. When we come back, market reports, more of the cow stuff, and we talk horses for sale. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
RanchChannel.com. I'll give you just a few seconds to head there on your phone. RanchChannel.com. Your farm and ranch network on demand. Bull sales, Western events, product information. Right at your fingertips on the ultimate cowboy-friendly platform. Want to follow up-to-date markets? RanchChannel.com. No need to dig for information on all these different websites. It's all right there on RanchChannel.com. Y'all are loving it now, aren't you?
Looking for the best way to raise beef? Whether on pasture, crop residue, or in a dry lot, choose Westway Feed Products. Westway Feed Products boost forage utilization, efficiency, and sustainability. Find your nearest rep by calling 800-800-7517 or visit westwayfeed.com. Stay connected with the crew from Westway Feed Products on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and TikTok. Call 800-800-7517 or go to westwayfeed.com today.
LivestockMarket.com. We hear from the crew at LivestockMarket.com every week. Bulls, cows, bred heifers, open replacement heifers, cow-calf pairs, feeders, and stockers, horses, pigs, goats, sheep, show stock, hay and straw, and even alpacas, all listed on LivestockMarket.com. Private treaty, online auctions, and on-site auctions. Buying or selling, gauge the market, do some research. Check out LivestockMarket.com.
And don't forget, they brought you AuctionTime.com and EquineMarket.com.
Welcome back to the Ranch It Up radio show. That time in the program, we check in with Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated, recapping the markets from last week. Kirk, what do you got for us, buddy?
As of Friday, August 15th, October feeder futures closed the week at 345.80. That's up $6.57.5 on the week, with the CME feeder index up $8.54 at 345.75. Man, them are some crazy numbers, Tigger. All of that left the basis versus August futures at a negative 10 cents. So the futures and cash have came together for August. October live cattle closed the week at 230.60. That's up $4.65 on the week, with cash trading 233 to 237 in the south on very, very light volume, about 1,000 head. The north traded 242 to 246. That left the 5-area weighted average up 338. At 242.64, and the basis versus August futures at a positive $6.41.5. So the basis is still a little wide in live cattle. Choice boxes closed the week, get this, Tigger, up $21.73 at 400.57.
Wow.
I don't think I've ever said that before.
Right. Hello.
Yeah. Hello, indeed. Hello, indeed. The weekly slaughter was 530,000 head. That's down 6,000 head from last week and 75,000 head less than the same week last year. Dress weights were even at 865 pounds. Now, this is important, only 13 pounds above the same week last year. It appears that we're even fairly current with those very small numbers. The combination left yearly production down 0.2% at 3.8% less than this week last year. To wrap this up, September corn closed the week at 384.25. That's up 1 cent on the week. The big news in corn is the bullish action it's got coming out of a very bearish USDA report. That's usually worth noting if you get bullish action on bearish news.
Hey all, Mark Van Zee with EquineMarket.com. This week I have a fantastic catalog horse sale to tell you about. Saturday, August 30th, is the Huskerland Extravaganza Horse Sale. Over 100 horses to sell, featuring the working bloodlines of Blue Valentine, Hancock, and Driftwood. Weanlings to saddlebroke horses and everything in between. Join us for the sale preview at 9 a.m. with the sale starting at 12 o'clock Central. You can view and bid the sale online at equinemarket.com. Do you have a production sale coming up? Learn more about Livestock Market's easy and affordable online bidding services by visiting livestockmarket.com or give us a call at 844-775-4762 today.
Ready to put more dollars in your pocket? Who isn't? Hey, hey, I'm Shay Warner, and I host the Casual Cattle Conversations podcast. Patrick Jones shared several common ranch profitability mistakes in a recent conversation. Here's part of that episode.
Yeah, we see a lot of times breaking those out into individual enterprises, like your cow-calf is one, your hay enterprise is one, even if you're chopping silage would be one. And we ask that each of those be profitable. So it gives us an opportunity to analyze them to see if we even need to be doing it. What we've seen with a lot of people coming in, if they're using that, feeding it on the farm, they just roll it underneath the cow-calf enterprise, and they don't truly understand if it's worth doing it or not doing it. Okay. And that can vary from year to year. I mean, one year it might be cheaper for you to chop silage, and the next year you might be able to buy it. I mean, sometimes that stuff varies. Same with hay cost.
All right. Listen to the full story by searching for Casual Cattle Conversations on your favorite podcast player. Happy ranching, folks.
Now, before we say fare thee well, here is the latest listings on ranchchannel.com. Top dollar Angus certified calves. Those are the cattle that are certified for the top 25% for growth and carcass traits. Those individual listings, where those cattle are selling, where they're located, contact information, head to ranchchannel.com. Nate's information, if you want to get your cattle certified, all of that is available. Upcoming sales, this is one we're awful darn excited about. Mark them down. It's the 55th annual Frelick Legacy Quarter Horse Sale at the ranch at Selfridge, North Dakota. You want to talk about color. I mean, if you are in love with roans, especially blue roans, grulas, it's color, it's disposition, and it's conformation. In fact, we're going to hear from J.W. Frelick and a little bit of history of their program, which is absolutely fascinating, coming up in the next few episodes on the Ranch It Up radio show. Their sale information available at Ranch Channel, selling fillies, selling colts. Check it out. Frelick Legacy Quarter Horses, an AQHA Legacy Award recipient. ISA Beefmasters is hosting their 64th annual bull sale October 4th at Producers Auction in San Angelo, Texas. That's the Lattiser family. We've got all their sale information available. As soon as we have catalogs and videos, we will have that information available on Ranch Channel. ISA Beefmasters 64th annual bull sale coming up. Mark the calendar, Saturday, November 22nd, Ideal, South Dakota. It's the Jorgensen Land and Cattle 4th annual motherload sale. They're featuring select bulls for the very first time, in addition to all of the select females. That's Saturday, November 22nd in Ideal, South Dakota, Jorgensen Land and Cattle. And those are just a few of the new and upcoming listings on ranchchannel.com. And now that's going to wrap it up for today. A big thanks goes out to our crew, Dustin Hessman with Central States Testing, Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated, Mark Vanzi with EquineMarket.com, Shay Wanner with Casual Cattle Conversations, and the boss lady, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck.
A big thank you to our partners, RanchChannel.com, Superior Livestock Auction. Sale reports are listed, by the way, on RanchChannel.com. Wolf Cattle, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, Transova Genetics, Top Dollar Angus, Top Dollar Angus Certified Feeder Cattle listed right now on RanchChannel.com, Axiota Animal Health bringing us Multimin and Lactopro, the American Galvey Association, Imogene Ingredients, Pharmatan, Westway Feed Products, Medora Boot and Western Wear, LivestockMarket.com, EquineMarket.com, AuctionTime.com, the Tri-State Livestock News, RFD TV, Wrangler, and this fine radio station.
And crew, so glad y'all came with us one more time as we ranch it up. Be sure to like and follow us on Facebook at Ranch It Up Show. Our email is ranchitupshow@gmail.com. You can call and text 24/7. That phone number is 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Spread the good word and join us again next week, where it's always Tigger and Beck approved.
Stay ranchy and ranch it up.